Hi, everybody. This is Jimmy DeYoung with news that you need to know. Recently, a group of over 30 prophecy teachers held a conference in Oklahoma. The problem was that some were biblical teachers and many were false teachers, which Jesus warned us of for the last days. That's the headline. In a moment, David James will join me with a biblical look at this situation.
It's time now for Prophecy Today, a look at current events in light of biblical prophecy. Now with the latest news update, here's Jimmy DeYoung.
Since the title of the conference is the Blessed Hope Prophecy Forum, you know, it might be real good, David, if we'll first explain for our listeners what is meant by the term Blessed Hope.
Actually, the term and the phrase Blessed Hope comes from the book of Titus, chapter 2, beginning in verse 11. Paul writes this, "For the grace of God that brings salvation has appeared to all men, teaching us that denying ungodliness and worldly lust, we should live soberly, righteously, and godly in the present age, looking for the blessed hope and glorious appearing of our great God and Savior, Jesus Christ, who gave himself for us that he might redeem us from every lawless deed." We would understand that that is a reference to the rapture of the church. Paul also refers to that in 1 Thessalonians chapter 4. And the reason Paul refers to it as the blessed hope is because it precedes the seven-year tribulation period upon the earth, Daniel's 70th week, where God will rain down judgment upon the earth for a seven-year period, and it will be judgment such as the world has never seen. And we know that the church will be spared that judgment. So that is our blessed hope, to be spared the judgments that are coming upon the earth.
David, we understand that choosing which conference to speak at is a philosophy of ministry question. However, I do think we need to be careful because of the confusion that it can cause.
We need to be careful both in terms of the conferences that we choose to speak at and also the ones we choose to go to. And here's the problem. If you appear on the same platform with a false teacher, someone who's mishandling the Word of God, if you're the next message or the message preceding that, people are going to assume that all the men who are speaking are in general agreement into the approach to the Scriptures. And so, wittingly or unwittingly, you're lending your endorsement. And if you're speaking from the Bible and somebody else is speaking in a sensational way and drawing in other things, people are going to be attracted to that sensationalist more than they are the solid Bible teacher, and so you're actually giving credence and a platform. I just would caution our dear friends in ministry and those who would go to these conferences, please be very careful. Make sure you understand and be very discerning as you listen to these and as you make decisions about who you're going to appear with.
David James with the biblical exhortation about false teachers that will appear in the last days. We report this information because it is setting the stage for Bible prophecy to be fulfilled. Think about this with me. Please remember the words of Jesus Christ spoken in the Olivet Discourse as recorded in Matthew chapter 24. Jesus gave a warning that in the last days there would be false teachers. We must pay heed to the words of Jesus Christ. And that is my prophetic perspective on the news today.
Remember, if you want more of the latest news out of the Middle East, go to our website at prophecytoday.com. There you will also find information for a better understanding of biblical prophecy as it relates to our world today. Our toll-free phone number is 8-PROPHECY-8. This is Jay Johnson inviting you to join us every Monday through Friday for Prophecy Today. Remember, the Lord Jesus is coming, and it could be today. So let's keep looking up until...